الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على النبي محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. وأسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا في الحصة الماضية قد ذكرنا أربعة من الاستثناءات من الكفر اللفظي. In the past session we mentioned four among the cases exempted. كيف بدي أقول؟ يعني in the past session we said if one says a blasphemous statement, then one would be judged as a blasphemer, except in certain cases. We mentioned four of these cases. الآن إن شاء الله نتكلم عن الحالة الخامسة. Now, إن شاء الله, we will talk about the fifth case. وهي حالة كون الشخص متأولا باجتهاده في فهم الشرع. يعني أن يفهم الشخص حديثا أو آية على غير وجههما فيظن أن هذا هو الحكم في الشرع كما فهمه، وحقيقة الحكم ليس كذلك. يشكل عليه الأمر لأنه لم يكن سمع من المسلمين أن الحكم غير ذلك، إنما سمع الآية أو الحديث فأساء الفهم، ما فهم على الحكم على وجهه. في كثير من هذه الأحوال، في كثير من الأحيان، في مثل هذه الحال الشخص لا يحكم عليه بالكفر إذا قال هذا الحكم على خلاف الصواب، إذا أتى تلفظ بالحكم على خلاف الصواب. Sometimes a person does not hear the ruling from of a certain matter from the Muslims, the religious judgment of a certain matter from the Muslims. So he does not know it, he does not know what the Muslims say about it. Then he or she hears a verse or a hadith pertaining to this matter. When hearing the hadith, sometimes one misunderstands the hadith or the verse. If this happens, in such a case, someone who never heard from the Muslims the ruling of something, he does not know that the Muslims say about it such and such. He does not know that. He hears a hadith pertaining to this matter or an ayah and misunderstands the hadith of the ayah, and because of that he would mention a judgment for this case different from the religious judgment. Many times in this case, many times one does not blaspheme. لماذا قلنا في كثير من الأحوال؟ لأنه في بعض الأحوال يكفر ولا ينفعه تأويله للخلاص من الكفر. Why did I say many times? Because sometimes the one who does that blasphemes, and his misunderstanding of the verse or the ayah or his misinterpretation of the verse or the ayah does not protect him from falling into blasphemy. هذا إذا كان ما قاله إذا كان تأويله يناقض أصل الشهادتين أصل معناهما. This is in the case when his misinterpretation contradicts the basic meaning of the two shahadas. كأن فهم آية خطأ فظن أن العالم نوع العالم لم يخلقه الله فإنه يكفر ولو كان قوله هذا بسبب سوء فهمه للآية ولو كان يظن أن هذا الذي جاء في الدين لا ينجيه هذا من الوقوع في الكفر لأن هذا الكلام يعاكس ضد أصل معنى الشهادتين. An example of that, if one misunderstands a verse or a hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and out of that one states that the universe does not have a beginning. The kind of the universe, for example, is not created by Allah. In this case, this person blasphemes, even if he thinks this is the religious judgment. Even if he or she thinks that this is what is stated in Al-Quran. Because in this case, this person is contradicting the basic meaning of the testification of faith. إنسان فهم خطأ آية أو حديثا فظن أن الله تعالى جسم أو أن الله منبث في كل الأماكن أو أن الله تبارك وتعالى هو العالم والعالم هو الله يكفر ولو كان متأولا لو كان هو ظن أن هذا معنى الآية أو الحديث لأن كلامه يناقض أصل الشهادة. Another example, if someone misunderstands a verse or a hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and because of that one believes that Allah is a body, or Allah exists everywhere, or that Allah and the universe are one, or the like. In this case, one blasphemes even if one thinks that this is the meaning of a verse or this is the meaning of a hadith. لِأَنَّ أَصْلَ إِيمَانِهِ مَا صَحْ. Because he is not a believer in Allah. His belief is not valid in this case. أَمَّا لَوْ فَهِمَ آيَةً خَطَأً أو حديثا خطأ فظن أن معنى الحديث أو الآية عدم تحريم شرب الخمر ولم يكن سمع من المسلمين أن الخمر حرام ما سمع أن المسلمين كلهم يقولون الخمر حرام ما عرف لو فرضنا يعيش بعيدا عن من يعرف هذا الحكم بعيد وحده بعيد عن باقي المسلمين بعيد عن من يتكلم أمامه بهذا ما سمع أو قريب من المسلمين لكن لا يخالطهم في الأمور الدينية ما سمع قط ما سمع أن المسلمين هذا هو ما يقولونه ثم سمع آية فهمها خطأ ظن أن معناها أن شرب الخمر يجوز مثل هذا لا يكفر لأن هذا التأويل هذا الخطأ الذي أخطأه هو بسبب سوء فهمه لآية أو حديث أصل اعتقاده صحيح ما عنده خلل في أصل العقيدة إنما ظن أن الشرع هكذا يقول لذلك قال هذا لا يكفر إنما يصوب يقال له هذا ليس الصحيح الصحيح كذا وكذا. Now on another hand, if one never heard that drinking wine is prohibited, he is a Muslim, his belief is correct. He has the proper belief in Allah and in the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. But he never heard that drinking wine is prohibited. He never heard of that. He is not mixing with the Muslims. He lives away from those who know the rules of the religion. He does not mix with those who know. So he never heard it. He never heard that. Then he hears a verse of Al-Quran or a hadith of the Prophet and misunderstands this hadith or verse. And thinks because of that, that it is permissible to drink wine. So he says it. In this case, if we know that this is the situation of the person, then we do not judge such person by being a blasphemer. Rather, we tell him, what you are saying is wrong. All the Muslims say that it is haram. So leave out this belief. Don't say that. مع أن هذا الأمر كما تعرفون معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. Although, as you know, this is a matter which is known by necessity to be among the matters of the religion, the prohibition of the wine. يعني الجاهل والعالم يعرفها بالأصل, which means originally, even lay people, they know that this is the judgment, this is the ruling. لكن أحيانا قد يوجد من لا يعرف. But sometimes, someone might not know, might not hear. في مثل هذه الحال إذا فهم آية خطأ أو حديثا خطأ تأول الآية أو الحديث على غير معناهما فقال يجوز شرب الخمر لذلك لا يكفر. In this case, if he misinterprets a hadith or a verse from Al-Quran because he thinks this is what the hadith of the verse means while it's not, in this case, we do not judge him or her to be a blasphemer. واضح? Is it clear? وهذا الذي ذكرت لكم تماما حصل في زمان سيدنا عمر. And this issue, this example happened exactly as we are saying during the time of the rulership of our master Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه. واحد لا عمر واحد من أكثر من واحد بعض الصحابة ما كانوا سمعوا تحريم الخمر. Some of the companions did not hear that wine was prohibited. ثم قرأوا آية من القرآن ما فهموا منها أنها حرام بل فهموا أنه يجوز. Then they read a verse in القرآن from which they did not understand that it is haram to drink wine. Rather, they understood that it is permissible to drink wine. لما عرف سيدنا عمر بذلك ما قال لقد كفر. When our master Umar knew about that, he did not say they committed blasphemy by that. إنما سيدنا عمر أمر بجلدهما, rather he ordered that they would be punished. قال فإن رجعا إلى ذلك إذا قالا بعد الآن أنه يجوز يقام عليهما حد الردة. Rather he said, after, in the future, if they say that it is permissible, then they would be treated as apostate. لماذا؟ لأنهما الآن عرفا أن المسلمين يقول كل المسلمين يقولون الخمر حرام. Why? Because now they know that all the Muslims, they say that drinking alcohol, drinking wine is prohibited. فإذا قالا بالحل يكونان كقد كذب الشرع. So if they say it is permissible, then they would be belying the religion. ومثال ذلك الذين منعوا الزكاة في زمن سيدنا أبي بكر. Another example are those who did not pay a zakah during the time, the caliphate of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. هؤلاء ليس أنهم امتنعوا عن الزكاة لأنهم يريدون أن يعصوا الله. لا. امتنعوا عن الزكاة لأنهم ظنوا أن امتنعوا عن دفعها لأنهم ظنوا أن الزكاة لا تجب عليهم بعد موت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. These people who did not pay الزكاه to Abu Bakr, they did not do that because they want to sin. They know that this is a sin and they want to do it. This is not the case. Rather, they thought that they were not, it is not an obligation upon them to pay a zakah after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is why they refused to pay it to Abu Bakr. لماذا قالوا هذا? Why did they say it? لأنهم فهموا آية من القرآن على غير وجهها. Because they misunderstood a verse from Al-Quran. ما كانوا عرفوا سمعوا أن الزكاة واجبة في حياة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وبعد موته. They did not hear that الزكاة was incumbent upon them during the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and after his death. They did not know this judgment. إنما كانوا يظنون أنهم كانوا يدفعون الزكاة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لأنه كان يستغفر لهم. They thought that they were paying a zakah because the Prophet used to make istighfar for them and used to make dua for them. بعد موت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قالوا الذي كان يصلي علينا الذي كان يدعو لنا مات لماذا يأخذ أبو بكر منا. After the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, they said, well, the one who used to make dua for us died. That is the one that has this special status to Allah. He died. Why Abu Bakr wants us to pay a zakah? فرفضوا, they refused. لأنهم ظنوا أن هذا هو الذي يأمر به القرآن. لأنهم ظنوا هذا هو الحكم في القرآن. Because they thought that this is the judgment, the religious judgment. وأنتم تعرفون أن وجوب الزكاة من الأمور المعلومة من الدين بالضرورة. And you know that paying a zakah, the obligation of paying a zakah, if the conditions are fulfilled, is among the matters known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion. لكن هؤلاء ما كانوا يعرفون. But these people did not know. وتأولوا الآية على غير معناها. And they misinterpreted the verse. فلذلك قالوا لا يجب علينا. This is why they said it's not an obligation upon us to pay it. وكان عندهم شدة من قادوا لأبي بكر لما قال لهم عليكم أن تدفعوها. And they were stubborn. They did not pay it when Abu Bakr told them you need to pay it. بل تجمعوا وتقوى بعضهم ببعض. Rather, they gathered and they supported each other. فاحتاج أبو بكر إلى القوة حتى يجبرهم على دفع الزكاة. So Abu Bakr needed to use the force for them to pay al-zakah. لذلك قاتلهم. This is why he fought them. ليس أنهم كفروا وارتدوا عن الإسلام. Not because they committed blasphemy and they became apostate, he fought them. لا. إنما قاتلهم لأنهم ارتدوا عن دفع الزكاة. Rather, he fought them because they refrained from paying al-zakah. This is what, and they were a lot. He couldn't make them pay it except by using the force. وهكذا كل حال تشبه هاتين الحالين اللتين ذكرناهما. And the ruling would be similar. In each case similar to these two. The ruling would be the same in each similar case. In each case which is similar to these two cases that we mentioned. أما الآخرون الذين قاتلهم أبو بكر والمسلمون فقاتلوهم على الردة على الكفر بالإسلام. As for the others that Abu Bakr and the Muslims fought, they fought them because they became apostate. ليس لأجل دفع الزكاة. ليس لإجبارهم على دفع الزكاة. Not to force them to pay الزكاة. أبو بكر كان مأمورا بما أنه الخليفة أن يقاتلهم في تلك الحال لدفع الزكاة. لهذا قاتلهم. And Abu Bakr fought these people who did not pay al-zakah because religiously he was ordered to do that as a caliph. He was ordered to fight them so they would pay al-zakah. أحيانا في بعض الأحوال الخليفة يكون مأموما بأن يقاتل المسلمين أناسا مسلمين. In certain cases, the caliph would be ordered religiously. Ordered, it would be incumbent upon him, a must upon him, to fight certain Muslim people. كما في الحال التي ذكرناها. An example of that is the case of those who did not pay al-zakah. وَكَمَا فِي حَالِ مُقَاتَلَةِ سَيِّدِنَا عَلِي لِمَنْ خَرَجَ عَلَيْهِ. And likewise, when Al-Imam Ali fought those who revolted against him. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ خَلِيفَةً رَاشِدًا وَاجِبَ الطَّاعَةِ. Because he was a pious caliph, and it was an obligation upon the Muslims to obey him. أليس قال أمرت بقتال الناكثين والقاسطين والمارقين. أمرت ممن أمر يعني النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أمرني بذلك. Didn't he say أمرت بقتال الناكثين والقاسطين والمارقين, which means I was ordered to fight these three types of people. That is, the Prophet ordered me to fight them. That is, the Prophet told me, يعني النبي أخبره أنه سيكون في حال يجب عليه مقاتلتهم. إذا صرت في هذه الحال فقاتلهم. That is, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him that you will reach a situation such and such. And when you reach this situation, fight these people. الفرقة الأولى هم الناكثون يعني الذين نكثوا بيعته بعدما بايعوه خرجوا عن طاعته. The first three groups are mentioned in this saying of Ali. The first group are an-nakithun, those who paid allegiance to him, then they breached that. This is the first group. Al-qasitun, يعني الذين حاربوا خرجوا عليه بغير حق. ما بايعوه وخرجوا عليه بغير حق. The second group are those who did not pay allegiance to him and they revolted against him. لأن هؤلاء كان يجب عليهم طاعته, because it was an obligation upon them to obey him. حتى لو لم يبايعوه, even if they don't pay allegiance physically themselves to him. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إن دعوة المسلمين تحيط من وراءهم, يعني إذا بايع أهل الحل والعقد خليفة وجبت طاعته على باقي المسلمين ولو لم يبايعوه هم ولا أوفد عنهم من يبايعه. Because it is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet that if the Ahlul Hal wal Aqd, there are certain people with certain qualifications among the Muslims, if they pay allegiance to someone to be the caliph, then all the other Muslims have to obey in that. Even if the others do not pay allegiance physically to this caliph and do not send someone to do it on their behalf. الذين بايعوا أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان هم الذين بايعوا عليا. Those who paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman are the same ones who paid allegiance to Ali. فكما ثبتت البيعة لأبي بكر وعمر وعثمان تكون ثبتت لعلي. So as Abu Bakr by that became a caliph, Umar became a caliph, Uthman became a caliph, Ali became a caliph. Al-firqa al-thalitha hum al-mariqun, يعني الذين هم الخوارج الذين مرقوا من الدين. The third group are المارقون, that is الخوارج, the group of خوارج. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام described them in the hadith with a term like this. He said يمرقون من الدين, they go out from the religion. فالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبر عليا بهذه الأمور الثلاثة التي ستحصل. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told الإمام علي about these three matters that will happen. وقال له عليك أن تقاتلهم. And he ordered him to fight them. مع أن الطائفتين الأوليين كانوا من المسلمين والطائفة الثالثة كثير منهم كانوا مسلمين. Although the first two groups were Muslims and the third group, a lot among them were Muslims. ومنهم من كان مرتدا, and some of them were apostate. فالخلاصة أن من أنكر حكما من أحكام الدين, من جاء بحكم, من من تلفظ بكلام يخالف حكما من أحكام الدين المعلومة من الدين بالضرورة يكفر، إلا إذا كان متأولا على الحال التي ذكرناها. So in brief, the one who mentions a ruling that contradicts the religious rule, a religious rule which is known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion, the one who mentions a judgment that contradicts a religious rule known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion, blasphemes, except if he is doing that out of a misinterpretation of an ayah or a verse in the way that we explained, in the aforementioned way. واضح؟ Is it clear? Okay. This is a week. نعم. Really, is it clear? Good. الحمد لله. بعد ما خلصنا حشو. تفضل. أبو بكر. نعم. بلى، هني ما إن... مش إنه عليهم ذنب، أما الكفر لا، لأنهم ما عرفوا، هم ظنوا أن الذي يقولونه هو حكم الشرع. ما عرفوا، بعدين عرفوا. وقت القتال كانوا بعد مصرين، ما عرفوا. أحيانا واحد ما بيسمع لك، بعدين بيكلها قتلي بصير يسمع لك أحيانا. هيك حقيقة، هي سبحان الله. طيب، ولذلك لأجل هذا التأويل البغاة الذين خرجوا على سيدنا علي ما كفروا. شو يعني؟ يعني أليس نحن نعرف، أليس معلوما من الدين بالضرورة أنه لا يجوز الخروج على الخليفة العادل؟ طيب، الذين خرجوا على سيدنا علي وقاتلوه، كثير منهم أهل الشام الذين جرهم معاوية لقتال علي، ما كانوا يعرفون، كانوا يظنون أن الذي يفعلونه ما فيه مخالفة للشريعة، لأنهم ما كانوا يعرفون حقيقة الحال. دلس عليهم الأمر، خبئ عليهم حقيقة الحال، دلس عليهم الأمر، فتأولوا تأويلا ظنوا بسببه أنه يجوز لهم قتال علي. كانوا يظنون أن عليا هو المخطئ وأنهم هم المصيبون، ولم يكفرهم لا علي ولا غيره من الصحابة بذلك. لأجل أيش؟ لأجل التأويل الذي تأولوه، هذا الذي أنجاهم من أن يحكم عليهم بالكفر. Now so we can understand more a ruling. These people who fought against Ali with Muawiyah. Okay. We know something, and they knew it, that it is not permissible to revolt against the just caliph. But a lot among them, most of them, they did not fight Ali believing that they were committing a sin by doing that. They thought that they were rightful, that they had a case. How's that? Because they misunderstood certain issues in the religion. They did not understand the situation properly. The situation was mispresented to them. So they misinterpreted certain issues in the religion. And they thought, by this misinterpretation, that they could, that they were right and Ali was wrong. Because of this misinterpretation, that they didn't know that it was wrong, they thought it was right. Because of this misinterpretation, they were not judged as blasphemers. Ali did not treat them as blasphemers, and the other companions did not treat them as blasphemers. Ammar ibn Yasir sami'a marratan wahidan yaqul kafara ahlu al-sham, qal la taqul kafara ahlu al-sham, hum min al-kufri farru, walakin qul fasaqu wa baghaw. Once Ammar ibn Yasir, who was with Ali in his army, when Ali fought in the battle of Siffin against Muawiyah and who were with him, the people who were with him, Ammar heard someone in the army of Ali saying, the people of Asham who supported Muawiyah blasphemed. Ammar told him, do not say that, do not say they blasphemed. They embraced al-Islam to escape from blasphemy. Don't say about them that they blasphemed. Rather say that they are committing an enormous sin. They are revolting against the pious caliph. They are committing an enormous sin. Because لِأَنَّ التَّأْوِيلِ وَإِنْ كَانَ أَحْيَانًا يُنْجِي مِنَ الْكُفُرِ لَكِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِي دَائِمًا مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Because this misinterpretation, although it protected them from being judged as blasphemers, but it did not protect them from being enormous sinners. وكذلك الخوارج. الخوارج كانوا يعتقدون في أنفسهم أنهم هم أهل العدل وأنهم هم أهل التقوى وأن سائر المسلمين ليسوا على ذلك بل يعتقدون أن كثيرا منهم كفار فيقتلونهم كفار يستحقون القتل هكذا كانوا يعتقدون مع ذلك ما كفرهم الإمام علي لهذا. Likewise, a lot among al-Khawarij, they used to think about themselves that they were the righteous Muslims, and most of the others are blasphemers. Or a lot among the others are blasphemers that deserve to be killed. This is how they thought. And despite that, Imam Ali did not judge them as blasphemers. He did not treat them as blasphemers. For that, for this issue. Al-Khawarij يعتقدون أن الذي يعمل الكبيرة يصير كافرا. Al-Khawarij believe that the one who commits an enormous sin blasphemes by that. فَاعْتَقَدُوا أَنَّ عَلِيًّا ارْتَكَبَ الْكَبِيرَةِ. They thought that Ali committed an enormous sin. فَحَكَمُوا عَلَيْهِ لِذَلِكَ بِالْكُفُرِ. So they judged him for that to be a blasphemer. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ كَانُوا مَعَهُ فِي جَيْشِهِ قَالُوا هَؤُلَاءِ يُعِينُونَ الْكَافِرِ على الفساد. And those who were with Al-Imam Ali, Al-Khawarij said about them, they are helping this blasphemous, this apostate to commit bad things. إِذَنْ هُمْ أَيْضًا كُفَّارٌ. And they are also blasphemers. This is how they thought. قَالُوا وَنَحْنُ يَجُوزُ لَنَا قِتَالُهُمْ وَقَتْلُهُمْ. And they said, it is permissible for us to fight them and kill them in fighting. مع ذلك علي ما كفرهم. Despite that, Al-Imam Ali did not judge them as blasphemers. لماذا? Why? Because they said what they said based on a misunderstanding of certain texts in the religion. لأنهم قالوا ما قالوا لأنهم تأولوا بعض الآيات والأحاديث على غير معانيها ما فهموها على معانيها. لذلك يعبر العلماء يقولون الذي ينكر شيئا معلوما من الدين بالضرورة بلا تأويل يكفر. This is why the scholars say the one who denies something which is known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion, if he does that without a misinterpretation of a verse or a hadith, then he or she blasphemes. So they make it a condition if he or she does that without a misinterpretation. But as we explained, but like انتبهوا يعني التأويل على الوجه الذي شرحناه ليس كل تأويل. Be careful when we say misinterpretation, we mean the way already explained, not any misinterpretation. وإلا يصير فوضى. Otherwise it becomes a chaos. كل واحد يقول ما يخطر له هكذا يقول تأولت لها على الوجه الذي شرحناه. وهذا الذي ذكرناه ذكره عدة من مشاهير الشافعية. What I mentioned is mentioned by, or what the author mentioned, may Allah have mercy on him, is mentioned by many among the famous Shafi'i scholars. منهم الرملي مثلا في شرحه على المنهاج. An example of them is الرملي in his explanation of the book of المنهاج. وعلي الشبرمليسي في حاشيته على شرح الرملي. And علي الشبرمليسي in his commentary on the explanation of الرملي. وغيرهما and other than these. محشون آخرون ذكروا مثل ذلك. Other scholars who had commentaries on this explanation mentioned the same issue. أما إذا عارض الدليل إذا عارض التأويل الدليل القاطع. Now كاد بلشنا على 11. أما إذا عارض التأويل الدليل القاطع فلا ينجي صاحبه من الكفر في هذه الحال. Now in this case, if this misinterpretation stands against a definite proof, then this misinterpretation does not protect the one who does it from falling into blasphemy. ماذا نعني بالدليل القاطع? What do we mean by saying الدليل القاطع? يعني أن يكون في هذه المسألة دليل عقلي قاطع على خلاف ما يقول المتأول، أو أن يقوم عند المتأول دليل نقلي قاطع أن الأمر على خلاف ما يقول في الدين. What do we mean by that? We mean that there would be a definite mental proof that stands against this misinterpretation, or there would be a definite textual proof that stands known for the person who misinterprets this text. يعني مثلا إذا إنسان اجتهد فقال العالم أزلي، الدليل العقلي قائم على خلاف كلامه. An example of that, if someone makes ijtihad, he puts effort, he thinks about the issue of the universe, and he comes up with the conclusion that the universe exists without a beginning by misinterpreting certain verses in Al-Quran. In this case, there is a mental proof that stands firm against this statement. Because of that, this misinterpretation does not protect this person who claimed this false claim from falling into blasphemy. Because this misinterpretation is exposed to be wrong by the mental proof. Okay. مثال آخر. Another example. واحد يسمع من كل المسلمين أن الخمر حرام، ثم يقرأ آية فيفسرها هو على أن الخمر ليست حراما، يقول هذا معناها. تأويله هنا لا ينجيه من الكفر، لأن تأويله بوجهه دليل قاطع، الذي هو إيش؟ إجماع كل الأمة، كل المسلمين، العالم والجاهل، وهو يعرف ذلك. فتأويله لا ينجيه من الوقوع في الكفر في هذه الحال. Another example, if someone knows that all the Muslims say that it is haram to drink wine, then he reads a verse in Al-Quran and he insists, he says that it means that it is permissible to drink wine. He misinterprets it. In this case, this person blasphemes. Why? Because against his misinterpretation stands a firm proof, which is the consensus of all the Muslims, the knowledgeable and the layman, that all of them, they copy from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, from الشرع, that in the rules of the religion it is prohibited to drink wine. So his misinterpretation contradicts this firm proof. And he knows it. He knows that all of them say that. In this case, he blasphemes. His misinterpretation does not protect him from falling into blasphemy, because he thinks that this is what in Ash-Shara' does not protect him, because he thinks that his misinterpretation is the religious judgment. This does not protect him from falling into blasphemy, because really, really, he is belying Ash-Shara'. He knows that all the Muslims copy the issue different than what he's saying, but he insists, no, this is what it means. So he's standing against Ash-Shara'. This is why he blasphemes. And in the first case, when he says that the kind of the universe is not created by Allah, he does not acquire the proper belief in Allah. And the one who does not have the proper belief in Allah is not a Muslim. So this is why, if his misinterpretation contradicts a definite proof, and this is what we mean by a definite proof, a mental definite proof or a textual definite proof, then his misinterpretation does not protect him from falling into blasphemy in this case. Is it clear? واضح يا أخوانا؟ إذن التأويل لا ينفع في كل الأحوال. في بعض الأحوال ينجي من الوقوع في الكفر وفي بعض الأحوال لا ينجي. So it's not the case that always if someone misunderstands something, and this is why he comes up with a ruling that contradicts a judgment which is known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion, not all, in all the cases this person avoids blasphemy. In certain cases, this person blasphemes. In certain cases, other certain cases, this person does not blaspheme. فهم هذا الأمر على وجهه مهم. It is important to understand this issue properly. لأن من لم يفهم هذا الأمر على وجهه يقع في أحد طرفي الإفراط أو التفريط. Because the one who does not understand this issue properly falls in one of the two extremes of negligence or being tougher than what is needed in the religion. I don't know how to say it. The other extreme. Exaggeration? Maybe. لماذا؟ لأن الذي لا يفهم هذا الأمر على وجهه قد يحكم على إنسان بالكفر في حال لا يكفر هذا الإنسان فيها. وقد يحكم عليه بالإسلام في حال يكفر هذا الإنسان فيها. Because the one who does not understand this issue properly might judge someone to be a Muslim while this person is not a Muslim. Or judge a person to be a blasphemer while this person did not reach the level of blasphemy really. He is still a Muslim. فإن لم يفهم هذا الأمر على وجهه يخشى أن يقع في أحد هذين الأمرين. So if one does not understand properly this issue, then there is a big danger on him that one might fall into one of these two extremes. ما شرط. هلا لماذا قلنا في الخوارج كثير منهم ليسوا كفارا؟ لأن قسما منهم كفار. Why did the author said about الخوارج that a part of them were Muslims? Because another part were blasphemers. كما دلت على ذلك أحاديث عدة وردت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. As several hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام shows. يعني الواحد منا قد يتساءل الخوارج النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال فيهم كلاب النار. قال فيهم شر الخليقة. وهذا لا يقال إلا في كافر. وعلي عاملهم معاملة المسلمين والصحابة عملوهم معاملة المسلمين. كيف هذا؟ لأنهم كانوا فرقتين نوعين، منهم من كان وصل إلى الكفر وفي هؤلاء جاءت الأحاديث، ومنهم من لم يصل إلى الكفر ومع هؤلاء كانت معاملة علي والصحابة لهم على أنهم مسلمين، على أنهم مسلمون، لكن فستق. One might wonder, in some of the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Al-Khawarij were described by certain terms that usually are not used except for blasphemers, for like kilabun nar, the dogs of hellfire, or sharrul khaliqa, the worst among the people. If this is the case, then how did Ali and other companions treat them as Muslims? One might wonder. And Ali knew these hadiths. Not that he didn't know them. The answer is, Al-Khawarij themselves were of two types. One type reached the level of blasphemy. And these were the ones about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these hadiths. And the other type did not reach the level of blasphemy. And these are the ones that Ali treated them as Muslims. في الخوارج أناس وصلوا إلى حد أنهم قالوا كل من ليس على عقيدتنا كافر، كل من سوانا كافر. Among Al-Khawarij, some of them reached the level of saying, everyone who does not follow our creed, who's not with us, who does not follow our creed, is a blasphemer. Just like that. هؤلاء كفار. These are blasphemers. في هؤلاء وردت تلك الأحاديث. These hadiths mentioned by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام referred to this type of Al-Khawarij. ومنهم من لم يصل إلى هذا الحد. And a part of them did not reach this level. إنما كانوا يعتقدون أن مرتكب الكبيرة يكفر. Rather they believed that the one who commits an enormous sin blasphemes by that. هؤلاء الذين ما كفرهم سيدنا علي. These are the ones that Imam Ali did not consider them blasphemers. إنما اعتبرهم ضلالا خارجين عن عقيدة أهل السنة واقعين في الإثم الكبير. Rather he considered them perverted people falling into an enormous sin, going astray from the creed of أهل السنة and committing an enormous sin by that. وأما ما يروى عن سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه أنه قال عن الخوارج إخواننا بغوا علينا، فهذا ليس فيه حجة لترك تكفير من كفر منهم، لأن هذا لا يثبت عن علي، غير ثابت عنه. As for what is narrated from Al-Imam Ali that he said about Al-Khawarij, they are our brothers, but they revolted falsely, unjustly against us. This does not stand as a proof to say that no one among them reached the level of blasphemy. Actually, this statement is not confirmed from Ali رضي الله عنه. إنما المعروف أن علي قال هذا في أهل وقعة الجمل ليس في أهل وقعة النهروان والخوارج. What is known is that Imam Ali said this statement referring to the people who fought him in the battle of the camel, Al-Jamal. the first battle that he had after he became a caliph. هذا ثابت عنه. This is confirmed from Ali. قال إخواننا بغوا علينا فقاتلناهم لذلك قاتلناهم ففاءوا فرجعوا إلى الحق إلى الطاعة فقبلنا منهم. When he was asked about them, he said, "They are our brothers. They revolted unjustly against us. This is why we fought them. Then they came back. They became, yani they came back to the truth. They came back to the obedience of the caliph. So we accepted it from them. And that's it. It means we don't need to treat them in a bad way. It ended there. This is what Ali was saying. لكن هذا كان مع أهل الجمل ليس مع أهل النهروان. The statement Ali said it about the people who fought him in the battle of Al-Jamal, the first battle, not about Al-Khawarij. هذه العبارة لا تثبت عن علي في حق الخوارج. This statement is not confirmed from Ali that he said it about al-Khawarij. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? Do you have any questions? Yes, Daria. Yeah, they thought that he committed an enormous sin, and because of that, he became a blasphemer. Because he accepted to negotiate with Muawiyah. So they considered this an enormous sin. Of certain verses in Al-Quran. These people were not knowledgeable people. That this is what happened. وين إني أهل الحل والعقد يا حاج قليلون ما هم أين أهل الحل والعقد قليلون ما هم قليلون ما هم الله يرحمنا الله يرحمنا. Khamar of wine, because the term alcohol in English has now a wider definition. It includes certain types that do not cause intoxication. This is why I say wine or khamar or the like. Khamar, wine, like that. It works. Okay. ولأجل ما ذكرناه أنه ليس كل تأويل ينجي صاحبه من الوقوع في الكفر علماء الإسلام أجمعوا على تكفير الفلاسفة الذين قالوا بقدم العالم. Because not every misinterpretation protects one from falling into blasphemy, the scholars of Islam unanimously judged the philosophers who claimed that the universe does not have a beginning by being blasphemers. حتى حتى المنتسبين إلى الإسلام بينهم, even those who claimed to be Muslims among them, they judged them to be blasphemers by consensus. الزركشي قال إجماع تكفيرهم. كل المسلمين اتفقوا على تكفيرهم. الزركشي said it is a case of consensus to judge them as blasphemers. All the Muslims agreed on that. الغزالي قال ثلاث أمور لابد يجب تكفير الفلاسفة بها, أي حتى المنتسبين إلى الإسلام. الغزالي said there are three issues that because of them it is a must to judge the philosophers who claim to be Muslims as blasphemers. وعد من الثلاثة قولهم بقدم العالم. And he mentioned that among these three matters is because they say that the universe does not have a beginning. كذلك المرجئة. المرجئة العلماء كفروهم مع أنهم تأولوا, لأن تأولهم كان بمواجهة بعكس الدليل القاطع, لذلك ما أنجاهم تأويلهم من الوقوع في الكفر. Likewise, a group that existed in the past called Al-Murji'ah, the scholars judged them to be blasphemers, although they said what they said because they misunderstood certain verses and hadith. The scholars judged them as blasphemers because their misinterpretation stood against a definite religious proof. المرجئة قالوا لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب. إذا كان الإنسان مؤمنا أي ذنب يعمله لا ضرر عليه في الآخرة بسببه. المرجئة said if one is a believer then committing sins does not harm this person. If one dies as a believer, all the sins that he did do not harm him in the hereafter. وهم يعرفون قالوا هذه المقالة واحتجوا بآية من القرآن. They said that and they mentioned a verse from Al-Quran. وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. قالوا معناها لا عقوبة في الآخرة إلا على الكافر. They brought up a verse from Al-Quran to support their claim. The verse is وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. And they said it means that Allah does not punish in the hereafter except the blasphemer. لكن هم كانوا يعرفون أن المسلمين كلهم على خلاف مقالتهم. When they said what they said, they knew that all the Muslims did not agree with that. They copied otherwise from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They knew that. Despite that, they dared to come up with this new ruling that contradicts what all the Muslims, laymen and knowledgeable, said. لذلك حكم بتكفيرهم. This is why they were judged as blasphemers. أما الآية فالكلام فيها عن العذاب الأبدي في النار. As for the verse that they mentioned, this the context is the verse is about the eternal punishment. yani for one to be punished eternally in hellfire. This type of punishment is specific for the blasphemer, to remain forever in hellfire. This is what the verse talked about. لَكِنْهُمْ مَا فَهِمُوهَا عَلَى وَجْهِهَا. They misunderstood it. تَأَوَّلُوهَا تَأْوِيلًا بَاطِلًا. They misinterpreted it. لَكِنْ كَانُوا يَعْرِفُونَ أَنَّ كَلَامَهُمْ عَلَى خِلَافِ كُلِّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. But they knew that what they are saying is against what all the Muslims say. فَكَفَّرَهُمْ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَلَمْ يُنْجِهِمْ تَأْوِيلُهُمْ مِنَ الْكُفُرِ. This is why the scholars judged them as blasphemers, and what they said did not protect them from being judged as such. Their misinterpretation did not protect them from being judged as such. ومثل هؤلاء أيضا المعتزلة وأسلافهم القدرية. Likewise, Al-Mu'tazila, those who claimed that the human being creates his deeds and Allah does not create one's voluntarily deeds. هؤلاء أيضا قالوا ما قالوا لأنهم أساءوا تأولوا بعض الآيات والأحاديث تأويلا باطلا. They said what they said because they misinterpreted some verses and some hadith. لكن تأويلهم كان على خلاف الدليل القاطع. But their misinterpretation contradicted the definite proof. لذلك العلماء حكموا بكفرهم. This is why the scholars judged them as blasphemers. ولم يحمهم تأولهم من الوقوع في الكفر. And their misinterpretation did not protect them from falling into blasphemy. وهذا الذي ذكرناه يشير إليه كتاب الله تعالى. What there is a sign in Al-Quran for what we mentioned. الله تعالى قال يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا. يعني القرآن, يعني بعض الناس يقرأ القرآن فيفهمه على خلاف معناه فيضل, وبعض الناس يقرأ القرآن فيفهمه على معناه فينتفع. This verse means that it talks about Al-Quran and it gives the meaning that many people, because they recite Al-Quran, that is, and they misinterpret verses in it, they get astray. And many people, they recite Al-Quran and read it and understand properly what is in it, and thus they benefit. أسأل الله أن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. I ask Allah Ta'ala to make us among those who hear the good things and follow what's best among them. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إذا كان أحد له سؤال تفضل. تفضل حاج. إلى الله. صدقت. يرجع إلى القرآن. صدقت. صدقت. Okay. Everyone knows. Doesn't he know that the Muslims, all the Muslims say that it is haram? He knows. تعرف لذيقة. You know what he said. It's not important. تفضل. اي نعم. الجهل واتباع الشيطان والعجب نفس الأدواء الموجودة الآن كانت موجودة في السابق، لكن أيام الصحابة ذلك العصر الفساد كان أقل بكثير من أيامنا، لكن لم يكن موجودا، كان موجودا. رائد، go ahead. بدنا نقول لو عندما يحصل أيحصل أما ننظر فيه يا رائد، هذا لو يفتح بابا واسعا لا أريد أن أفتحه. تفضل يا حاجة. اجتنبوه يعني تحريم شديد، يعني أصل الاجتناب جعل الشيء في جانب وأنت في جانب آخر. كيف منه تحريم؟ تحريم شديد كمان. إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه. كيف لا يكون حراما يا حاجة؟ الله يرحمنا. Okay. Yes. Of course. Yes. They did not listen. They did not listen at the time. No, they thought that it was an obligation upon them to pay it to during the life of the Prophet. They did not know that it was an obligation upon them after his death also to pay it. Yeah, obeying al-Khalifa, yes. But in this issue, they thought that Abu Bakr was unjust. So they didn't want to. Why is he taking our money? This was the situation. Why does he want to take our money? This is how they thought. تفضل. لا، بعدين، بعد هذا. نعم. فكرت. طيب، بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله.